Like a powerhouse in the studio with me today. Well, in the virtual studio. I'm Babs Rose Ivy. You're listening to us on 103.5 WNHH. Of course, we're live streaming on Facebook and X and YouTube and wherever else Harry has us. So I'm delighted this morning. So when I get the call from Sean Hardy, because, you know, when you get the call from Sean Hardy, you must take it because he just has that presence. And he says, I want you to have Dr. McKay on. I was like, okay, Sean, I'll see you some days and you tell me what works. And that's exactly how the conversation went. I sent dates, he talked to the people, and he got right back to me. So all y'all unmute yourselves. So the Black Excellence 50th Birthday Charity Gala honoring Dr. Willie E. McKay, presented by the New Dimension Project.
Eat yourself.
So, all right. So someone start telling me about, now I know Jonathan knows a lot about Black excellence because we've had lots of conversations about just overall Black excellence. And when I saw this, I immediately thought of him until I read down the thing and I was like, well, he's being honored too. So this is a whole cast of characters. So tell me about Black excellence and why this is important.
My question is, can you see me? Because I can't see me, so I don't know.
No, I can't see you, Dr. McKay. I see your
So you can't see me?
No. Oh, now, wait. Okay, no.
How about now?
No, I see your picture, the picture. Hey, okay, Miles well. Tripp. I need somebody to start talking about what Black right. Excellence, the 50th well, Gala is.
All right, so... What I did was, as I'm going into my 50th birthday, I did anything that I do, I try to incorporate others into it. So even with celebrating my own birthday, I also wanted to celebrate the people who helped me get to 50. Oh. So it was important to me that I selected individuals that I felt played an intricate role in my development as a human being. And so what I did was I created the event around Black Excellence, which are the people that I have chosen to honor, in addition to incorporating my birthday in it and also working with Music Haven, which is the organization in New Haven, who worked with the undeserved communities in New Haven. And I also, along with Jonathan, got the... New Haven Symphony Orchestra to also participate in this event as well. And so with that being said, we're all Black and we're all excellent.
Amen.
Now, I didn't get to pick my video, so we're going to let somebody take over from there until I get my video fixed. Thank you.
All right. Okay. All right. So listen, I celebrated a birthday. I went to Morocco. I didn't do anything as grand as this. It's like... That. Have people raise money for something good. I was just very self-centered. But now you're giving me a new thing to think about. So this gala is happening. I believe it's happening. It's coming up in May. It's coming up in May. And you've got a lot of people that's going to be a part of this. You've got your keynote speaker is Bishop Wiley. Hey, Bishop Wiley, how are you? And then you've got the New Haven Symphony Orchestra will deliver a special presentation to my dear brother, Maestro Jonathan Berryman, which is worth any price of admission, I think. And then not only that, but you've got Reverend Hardy and Janet Brown Clayton, who is a powerhouse amongst women, Bishop Dozier Shields, Reverend Dr. Carl Reynolds. You're going to get the New Dimensions Project Lifetime Achievement Award in Music. And then if that's not enough, and that's a lot, You've got the illustrious Melba Moore, who just received her star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame in August.
Yes, I spoke with her this morning, and I'm not sure if you guys can see me or not. I tried to come out and go back in, but she is currently in rehearsing with Patti LaBelle this morning. I spoke to her this morning, and she's unable to come on because they're performing in Newark, New Jersey tonight. But she did post on Facebook to let everyone know that we are a sold-out event and that she's ready to be honored and she's ready to perform.
Listen, I've seen Melba Moore throughout her career in different places. And I mean, she's Beyonce before Beyonce, or Beyonce is Melba Moore. You know what I mean? Like that's how bad Melba Moore is. I've watched her forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So Miles Tripp, what is your role in this? Are you performing?
Hello, everyone. I am performing. I wanted to come on quickly and just say, be there. Too bad it's already sold out. But yes, I will be performing in celebration with the 50th. He doesn't look 50, people, more like 35. This is probably the 35th birthday celebration. But no, I'm so honored to be a part and I'm very excited to share. So come with your ears ready to be filled with some melodic joy.
I love it. I love it. All right, so Jonathan, talk to me about Black excellence, because we've had great many conversations about Black excellence, and I don't think anybody talks about it the way that you do, and from a place of raised up in Black excellence, and how that colors just about everything that you do.
Well, I think we have to remember that it exists and that it is important to highlight the accomplishments of Black people throughout the generations. And oftentimes, when we think about Black excellence and Black history, we go back into a whole different era. We go back centuries and still talk about the people, and we recognize Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass, but we have to recognize that we have people who are alive right now who are living within that tradition. And it is great for those of us who are members of Generation X to start talking about our role in upholding the tradition of Black excellence. And I would say Black excellence and also Black resilience, because even making it to 50 can sometimes still be a challenge. So I thank Dr. McKay for putting this event together. And like he said, he is not selfish at all in terms of sharing where he is. And I thank him for including me in this, and I'm looking forward to celebrating his half century year.
So, Reverend Hardy, you're being honored too. How does that make you feel?
Well, good morning to you. So nice to see you, everyone. I've received many accolades, many awards during my time at the Board of Education, the church community, et cetera. This is a prestigious award, and I'm still trying to figure out why he chose little old me, because certainly I'm not worthy of it, but he thought enough of me to do so, and I'm humbled to the fact that he thought enough of me to include me into this powerful 50th anniversary, 50th birthday gala, which I'm looking forward to. He's honoring me with such prestigious community leaders and role models that I'm still trying to figure out why I'm on the platform with all these other folk from the state in the community, and particularly my BFF, Dr. Berryman. So I said to myself, maybe he just thought he should honor me, but he, as my mother said last night, he made the right choices for
I think so.
2024.
I don't know
And
what
I'm
you're
humbled
talking
and I'm
about.
grateful unto God for the choice, and I'm humbled to receive that Community Educator Service Award. And I'm grateful, and I thank him for including me in this extravaganza on May 5th.
I love it. So, Reverend Wiley, you are bringing the keynote. What you gonna say?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit from the Word of God. We're going to try not to have too much church.
Oh, you
But
forget it. You're having church right now. What are you talking about?
that
I'm waiting for the choir to march in. What are you
Oh,
okay
talking
now.
about?
But I'm elated that Dr. McKay have chosen me to be the keynote speaker, that he trusts me enough to be able to deliver a word to such prestigious people
along with Jonathan and Sean Hardy. They are good friends of mine as well. But I just believe that when you talk about music education and things like that of the sort, it's all through the Bible. It's all through the Bible. A lot of things have happened in the Bible. I ain't gonna go too deep in it because I want to save that for the first Sunday in May. But all through the music, all through the Bible, and music education is all through the Bible. And I do believe that this gala that Dr. McKay is putting on, it will make a difference in a lot of people's lives and an impact on people's lives that will attend. So if you're listening, and if you if you don't have your ticket, he said it's sold out. But
what I will say is this: it's been sold out, but I've been squeezing folk in.
Oh boy, you know the committee's gonna be yelling at you in a minute,
right? You know, I mean, but here's the thing: I put these tickets on sale in November. Wait, it is May. They had 6 months to get tickets, so now it's May, and now they're. I literally got a call last night for 5 tickets. But because it was one of the honorees, I figured it out.
Oh boy. So now where are you hosting this? Where are you? What arena are you hosting this thing?
I'm having it in Brantford at the Woodwinds.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's very
Black
pretty.
Black Tie Gala, plated event. Going to be really
nice. Can't nobody
nice.
Dress not... better than church folk. Oh Lord, this is just going
to
be.
Oh no, see that don't know Lord Jesus.
Are you having a red carpet too? You got to have a red carpet now. Yeah,
well, I'm
going to
have a purple
something.
Carpet, but yes.
Okay, I know. It's season of Easter, you got to have a purple carpet. I get it.
Yeah. So you know, and with me, like with Melba, she's worked with me on previous events when I used to do a lot of like events in New York. Through my organization. And so she would always donate her time and say that she just wanted to be a part of it because either we were raising money for Haiti or we were doing something for VH1, Save the Music Foundation. So whenever we're doing things collaboratively, she would always offer to come and be a part. And when I called her, it was a yes. So yeah.
Do you have a connection to Music Haven?
Well, I actually met Music Haven through this process currently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so we've gotten very close there through Milda McLean, who is the director over there.
Oh, Milda is the best.
Yeah, and so she and the director for New Haven Symphony Orchestra together collaborated on how they wanted to incorporate this themselves into the event, and so the students are performing.
Oh, great! This is gonna be a long night.
And then we have coming in too, DJ Herman Ham. He's also is going to be doing some playing the music for us after all of the gala stuff.
Listen, he's going to have 10 minutes before y'all get out.
And then there's also some other awards that I have been able to acquire that they will be receiving that I received from the White House that they should be receiving that evening as well.
Oh, nice. So yeah. This is going to be a really, really wonderful event. Very, very, very Black excellence, I must say. So now, if you do this year, you have to do this next year. Or one and done.
So when I was 40, I did an event, and I think everybody was there. And then I didn't do anything like this until now, like this ever, until 50. So we will have that conversation because I believe we all started talking about this at our gatherings, sitting in the kitchen, right, Hardy and Jonathan?
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to do? How are we going to do it? What should I do? Right. And so I thought to myself that maybe this is something that we can maybe do on a yearly basis. But then at that point, we won't have to find more sponsors because I'm paying for all of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I already know. Yes.
Then it's definitely something I would love to continue to put on because I think that there's so many other people in our community that are left out that need to be acknowledged.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you're doing this to celebrate your 50th birthday, which is a wonderful thing, and happy birthday. You've got you are honoring other people, not just yourself. And did you hand select these folks or, you know, did you have a committee? Like, are you just like, you know what? I really like Jonathan. I really like Sean. I really like Pastor Wiley.
Sean has been working with my ministry over 15 to 20 years without pay, without anything. He gave up his time and his service. And then Jonathan has, alongside him, been working with me and helping me. And more than people know, their life are testaments that I go by, the way they live, the way they present themselves, the accomplishments that they have. And then when I look in the mirror, I say, well, I would like to be great like that too. So being friends with people, being connected to people, it does affect your journey. Mm-hmm. And even with Bishop Wiley, I've been a part of his organization since 2012. A lot of people don't even, you know, and even then in 2012, he honored me, you know? So I don't forget things. I may not talk about it. I may not bring it back up, but I don't forget. I never forget any bridge.
Yes, that's right.
When I needed something, I picked up that phone and I called her and she made it happen and she hand delivered it to me. Right. My he's not on here. I lost my thought. Doctor. Jesus Christ.
Willis? Welcome to 50.
Dr. Reynolds.
Dr. Reynolds is actually my supervisor at work.
Oh,
and he actually gave me the opportunity after to work with the homeless community, which is why he's received. And then we work pretty much in employment innovation, and we work to find people, whether it be helped them to get their Social Security or disability, and we also work with them to find employment and things of that nature. So we've been doing that for almost about 5 years together, and so. I remember sitting in the interview and I was doing one of my, you know, regular interviews like you would do when you meet with someone and you want a job. And he stopped me in the interview and he was like, I don't want to hear all of that stuff. Just tell me why you want to be here. You know, you know how you go through the regular interview process.
Oh, yes. I work well with people and I'm efficient and I'm, yeah.
To me, like you're talking to the next person to tell me why you want to work in this field. And I went through my background, what I've done, what I've been able to do, and I've been doing it ever since. And so, you know, it put me in another avenue of giving back to the community by working with our homeless population and seeing what they go through. And we change it, our wording, to people who are experiencing homelessness, because everyone is not homeless. They just may be in a particular situation in that moment. And so that's what we do.
And where do you work?
The Columbus House in New Haven.
Oh, I know the Columbus House. My dear friend Allison Cunningham retired from there as executive director some years ago, a few years ago. So yeah, that's a good place. So tell me about New Dimensions Project. Is that yours?
Yes, that is mine. I started that in 2005, and we pretty much. In the beginning stages of it, we pretty much only focused on music and entertainment, and we pretty much worked with individuals who were looking to advance in their careers, because I was in New York. So most of the events that we did to help others connect with celebrities and connect with people who are in the same industry, whether it be music, whether it be dance, whether it be, vocal, whether it be fashion, we would always have events like during Fashion Week, and we'll collaborate everyone into the event. And I would sometimes travel to different states and I would look for different new artists that are trying to be exposed. And then I would invite those artists to the event so that they can either perform or show their looks of their designs and things of that nature. And it's pretty much did over the years. But we were in New York pretty much doing that when I lived there up until 2012, 2013. Then I brought it here to Connecticut. And so pretty much that's what we pretty much partner with other nonprofits like we are doing now to bring awareness to talent that people otherwise probably would overlook, you know. So okay. We kind of, yeah.
So you started planning this out, this Black Excellence Gala, 6 months ago, 9 months ago, a year ago. When did you start planning?
I started planning in November at our gala, our little Friendsgiving.
Well,
it was our friend, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I think I need to do this and I want to do it this way, and And I don't even, they didn't ask me to honor them. I just picked them.
This is a good men friend circle. I like it. Cause you never get to sort of see this. I mean, I'm known for the friend circles that I keep, right? Women friends, but I never get to see Black men come together and be joyous and planning and just doing.
We throws down. We get down.
I see. Yes. So how long have y'all been friends? Are y'all lifelong friends or just friends in the last decade? Like,
yeah. Been more than a decade.
More than a decade, yeah. Some decades.
All right. So y'all have been friends a very long time.
Yes.
I think we're more than friends.
Okay. Like
some
brothers.
Some people are associates. Mm-hmm. Some people are acquaintances. Some people are friends. But these are my BFFs. I don't have too many BFFs. There's a difference. And they're my BFFs for over two decades.
That's a good while.
Which is really unheard of in this society.
So y'all have seen each other before you all became who you've become. You know, yes. You all known each other on your journey to becoming who you are.
Yes, they have.
Yes, we have.
Or have we? Yep. Somehow we slipped up and we looked around and we became the elders.
God bless them. Yes.
Everybody's beard started turning gray.
I'm dying. I just let it go.
Well.
Dr. McKay, how does it feel to be 50? Now, I turned 60, so I feel excited to be 60. But 50 was pivotal. 50 changes the game, I think. At least for women, it changes the game. You no longer feel compelled to... You have a different attitude and a different vibe when you turn 50, at least I think. How is it feeling for you?
Knowing that I'm about 2.5 weeks away, I mean, I don't really feel any different because I've never felt old anyway, you know, older. I don't know. The only thing, there's some people I wish were still here that can experience this as well, this event that I'm having, that I've lost along the way. But I think that, you know, it tells me that, you got this, you know, you made it this far, you got this, you know, and you're going to make it even further, you know. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what I see.
And when is the actual birthday?
Cinco de Mayo, May 5th.
May 5th. Mine's is May 2nd, so I'm right in front of you.
And then my son, you know, he's turning 11 in December. Oh, I'm about that, you know. And so that's my driving force is being the best dad I can be. Yeah. Oh, in spite of whatever I didn't have, I make sure he has all of it. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. So that's... Mm-hmm. 50 and being healthy, being of sound mind is very important to me, and constantly being educated. That's why I keep going to school.
Well, I think you're in good company with these people. I think you're in good company with all the folks that in your friend group, because it seems like y'all all are high achievers and just keep on moving forward, which is a wonderful example to set, particularly those of y'all who are working with kids and around children. To see that y'all are achieving, it makes them believe that they too can achieve. Is that the idea, or does it feel like the idea now? Like it might not have felt like that when you were, you know, taking this journey, but where you sit now, I would imagine that you feel the example that you're setting. Do you feel it?
Y'all can answer.
I think it goes by the fruit that you bear, and during the years of all of our different walks in life, you look at the fruit, you look at the results of in the people's lives that you have helped to bring to their development. So I my personal feeling is I it's more in seeing the fruit that you had an opportunity to make an impact on someone's life.
Hmm. Nice.
Yes. And so Sean and Jonathan, y'all work in the school system, don't you? I mean, I know Jonathan does. Sean, are you retired or are you still working? What are you doing?
I'm retired. I'm too young, baby, to retire.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. I just had a birthday too, and it's not retiring age. Amen. That part. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. This is my 27th year in New Haven.
Wow.
27th year, and it's my 25th full-time year. So this is my 25th anniversary full-time right now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and I was only supposed to work 2 months, according to Superintendent Dr. Mayo. On February 5th, 1997, he gave me a permanent substitute assignment, which I try to carry it out to the best of my ability. He said, try for 2 months. And so it has been 27 years. yes, it has. Vincent Morrow School, which is now Morrow Sheridan. And mm-hmm. So I've been there the whole time. I have subbed in other buildings before going to Vincent Morrow School. But to make a long story short, this is to God be the glory, because I've had some, you know, unfortunate health situations, brain surgery and things such as that. But God is good to me, and I give him all the glory. It's always to God be the glory in anything that I try to do in this life. And I have been with the board 27 years, and I'm looking to go higher before wow. I retire. Not only am I looking, I'm going higher.
Come on here.
That's the anticipation that I have this morning.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, I'm glad you're being honored, because that's a real accomplishment. That's a real
I'm humbled. And I'm glad to be honored with such prestigious people. And people that you can call your friends. I don't have a lot of friends. I have acquaintances and associates. But when people say BFFs, that's really unheard of. And I love myself some Dr. Wiley, Bishop Wiley. When you say BFF, they'd be like, what is that? You have a BFF? Yeah, I do. I have two of them, three of them, over two decades, which is really unheard of.
I like it.
I think they like me a little bit. I love them a lot. I think they like Sean Hardy, because Sean Hardy's something else sometimes.
No.
Yes.
I just don't believe that.
Believe it. And so I'm happy for Dr. McKay, because he's always thinking about others. They can say what they want to say what they will or please. He's always considering others. And as I always say, my famous quote, go with those that go with you. And most of all, God.
Well, and
you like that, Bev. That's right.
And you're right. You do. And it's very interesting. You talk about this friends group. I did not grow up in Connecticut or in New Haven, for that matter. And one of the things that makes a place livable is who you hang with. If you can find a good barber, a good church, and good friends, anywhere can be livable. I know when I first came to New Haven, there was a lot of transients in the population, and you know, people came, people went, and people said, you know, wondered whether I was going to stay, and then now they ask, but why didn't you move back to Virginia? And I tell people, it's because I found my niche here in New Haven. Yes, in working with children, working with as a music teacher, making sure the students had a firm foundation in that. But also in the community, finding friends who challenged me and encouraged me to be the better me. I think all of us can be something else, right? I told another friend of mine, we're all like puzzle pieces. It's our imperfections that allow us to cling together. So I am excited about Dr. McKay turning 50. And what he's understating is his entrepreneurship. Right? As someone who's been a public servant in my entire career, it is wonderful to be in Dr. McKay's presence, because he challenges us all to think outside of the box about what can be, You know, he is a great visionary, even in planning this black tie gala for his 50th birthday. You can tell by just all who's invited that this is out of the box thinking. Mm-hmm. Yes, New Haven normally has events, but they're usually sponsored. You know, in the black community, they're sponsored by long-term organizations that have been doing things over and over again for years. No, this is an initial endeavor by an entrepreneur to honor a group Music Haven, that really is focusing on making sure students have access to music education at a high level and at a young age. So I appreciate what he's doing for Music Haven, but also what he's doing for the entire community, challenging us to think beyond some rubber chicken dinners and doing the same old year after year with no progress.
Highly.
Well, I like it. Well, I think this is a wonderful testament. I would tell people go get tickets, but y'all sold out and you can't fit nobody else in that ballroom. So I'm just going to tell you.
In the ballroom, but I'm very, okay. So I was very strategic about how many tickets I was selling. The ballroom could fit 600 people, but I don't want to see 600 people who don't care nothing about me.
Oh.
You know, because that's what that's about. So
I love that.
So I can add as many people as I want to add.
Well, if anybody out there is friends with Dr. McKay and loves him and has not bought their tickets, they might want to reach out. The event is on May 5th at 7 p.m. to raise awareness of the importance of music education in our communities. And Music Haven is going to be the beneficiary of this charitable giving. And you all should reach out to him if you are friends with him and you know him and you love him. Otherwise, wait for the pictures to show up on social media, because I'm sure I will see these beautiful pictures on my timeline at some point. And I know I've seen some of y'all already. I know how you're going to come. So listen, if I could just come to your house and just sit at the edge of the bed and watch you just pull your stuff out, I know what's going to be. I just know how y'all going to be. I already know. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to wait for the pictures to come through so I can see how handsome everybody looks and how glamorous. So anyway, Dr. McKay, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you for this commitment to Black excellence. Yeah. It's lovely to see you, Reverend Hardy, Dr. Berryman,
and
Reverend Wiley. Really lovely to have y'all on this morning. Y'all thank come you. Back anytime.
I will. We will.
Talk about anything.
Thank you. So kind of you. We appreciate you as well.
Thank you very much.
One love.
Thank you. Happy birthday. Enjoy your day.
Right.
Enjoy your
week. All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. This is good. Good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Harry. I'll see you all tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Harry.